Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, January 7th. The regional unemployment rate in the area that includes Bruce and Gray counties ticked up slightly in December as thousands of full-time jobs were lost. The four-county labor market planning board says the jobless rate for the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula region hit 3.2% last month, compared to 3% in November. According to the planning board, the regional economy shaved more than 4,100 full-time positions, offset slightly by the creation of 1,000 part-time jobs. The planning board says the full-time loss was the largest in 2021. The greatest employment gains in December came in the accommodation and food services sector before the latest provincial restrictions. Statistics Canada says the economy added 55,000 jobs in December on a national level before COVID-19 cases began spiking at the end of the year. In its labor force survey, the agency said the increase in the number of people working came as the unemployment rate edged down to 5.9% compared with 6% in November. It was the lowest unemployment rate nationally since February 2020 before the pandemic, when it was 5.7%. While Wyarton Willie will make his annual prognostication about a long winter or early spring as usual this year, the festival that accompanies the annual event is cancelled. The town of South Bruce Peninsula says activities have been cancelled due to concerns over the spread of the COVID-19 Omicron variant. The prediction itself will go ahead at 8:07 in the morning on February 2nd via live feed with no public attendance. The Wyarton Willie Town Festival events scheduled for February 5th are also cancelled. Meanwhile, Willie will be brown this year as the previous albino Willie passed away and the town couldn't locate another white groundhog in time. You will be able to listen to the prognostication on our Bayshore Broadcasting radio stations. Two more New Year's babies have been announced at local hospitals. The first baby born at the Hanover and District Hospital in 2022 was born on January 3rd at 9:49 in the morning to proud parents Mauricia and Ezra Miller. Baby boy Oscar weighed 8 pounds, 11.5 ounces. At South Bruce Gray Health Center's Walkerton site, Jessica and Christopher Barnes of Kincardine welcomed their New Year's baby, Robbie Anthony Barnes. He was born at 6:43 p.m. on January 1st, weighing 7 pounds 3 ounces. On Monday, we reported the first New Year's baby in Owen Sound. Nova Storm Wallace was born January 1st at 5:05 a.m. to parents Cassandra Abbott and Corey Wallace, weighing 9.9 pounds. In sports, in the National Basketball Association, 9 games tonight, including the Utah Jazz at Toronto to face the Raptors. The Raptors are on a 4-game win streak. Just 2 games in the NHL tonight. The Calgary Flames visit the Carolina Hurricanes, and the St. Louis Blues host the Washington Capitals. Saturday, the Toronto Maple Leafs are at Colorado to meet the Avalanche. The Leafs have won 4 in a row. There are 5 games tonight in the Ontario Hockey League, while 4 other games have been postponed. Among the games postponed was the Owen Sound Attack game at Guelph. The rematch tomorrow night in Owen Sound between Guelph and the Attack was also postponed. The Attack are scheduled to host the Barrie Colts on Sunday afternoon. The Ontario Men's Curling Open qualifier at the Welland Curling Club has been rescheduled for the weekend of January 28th to the 30th, with the top teams earning a berth to the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard powered by Bruce Power at the Plex in Port Elgin. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.